A task force has been set up to deal with ongoing discoloration in Cork City's water supply. The issue has been caused by iron and manganese disturbed in the city's pipes during ongoing repair and upgrade works. Ishgairn has said that the reports of such issues have reduced since they peaked in October and are closer to what might be associated with an aged network such as that in Cork. However, the utility is advising residents not to drink discoloured water and to contact them if issues persist. Joining me on the line now is Green Party Cork City Councillor Oliver Moran. Oliver, thanks for taking our call this lunchtime. So, I mean, this is a problem that first emerged, was it last autumn, but has persisted?
It certainly was reached breaking point last autumn for a lot of people, but it's going on for nearly 2 years now. It's associated with upgrades to water treatment plant near the city and other works that took place. And what has happened is that this has stirred up naturally occurring iron and manganese in quite old city mains networks. And unfortunately, it's continued now for about 2 years with the manganese stirred up. And it's with the resulting effect that it can unfortunately come out through people's taps through discoloured water. And when it does, it is certainly not safe to drink. And it's quite unpredictable for households. So somebody could be affected this week. They might be fine for another couple of weeks. I could be affected today. My neighbour could be unaffected. And it's been like this for 2 years with the resulting consequences for people who want to do their, their cooking or to do washing and so on.
Across how widespread an area?
Oh, it is across the entire city. It in some ways, it seems to be concentrated on the north side of the city, but there's also areas up south side of the city that are affected as well. Now, the initial response from Ishgairn was what they describe as flushing. So that is essentially allowing the water mains to flow out onto the street and take the sediment with it. That had a kind of a hit and miss effect. Look, it really, for the people who were affected, it didn't have the effect needed. Now, I had a sit-down meeting with them yesterday, and my interest really in that meeting was to establish that the task force that was set up in February was established and that it was working. And to be fair to them, I left that meeting very confident that they are working hard on it. But unfortunately, no end is really in sight. And I know what you've just said about the number of complaints having been reduced, but realistically, I think that's down to fatigue from households in complaining about the issue.
Yeah. So, I mean, what is a task force doing? What can it do?
So what I discovered yesterday, like I said, they initially took the approach of what is described as flushing, which is a kind of a method of going through the line one section at a time and trying to flush out this sediment. Now, that didn't have as much of an effect as people would have wanted it to. But what I discovered yesterday is that they're now developing a more nuanced system, which they have been trialling in the Douglas area. And that's is about trying to understand the way that the sediment is flowing within the mains pipes and then making adjustments so that it finds its natural level. This is something that would naturally be in cast iron pipes anyway, just ordinarily it would sit at the bottom of the pipe and wouldn't be disturbed, and its problem now is that it's being disturbed. So we want to get it back to that natural level. But in order to do this, it's really important that people keep reporting incidents, because it's that data is actually what's driving the response.
Don't become weary and give up. We'll leave
Please
it there.
Do not.
Councillor Oliver Moran from the Green Party, thanks very much indeed for that. Back with more after this short break.